we got a lot of ways to go on this. But right now, we're running a little late. It's Thursday. It's the end of crunch time. Let's do this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's our first September lightning round. The NFL season's finally rolling round. I think the Bears are going to take the Packers down. It is our lightning round.
Best time of the year. Football's like an hour away. This is incredible.
Whee!
And it is time to make Steve look like a fool for having him predict all of the wrong things that will happen in 2019. Starting with Zeke Elliott, who spent the last month training on a beach in Cabo. His holdout was a win for him. He cashed out and proved that there's still a lot of player power in the NFL. And the Cowboys win in that they get a guy who's led the league in rushing 2 out of 3 years he's played so far. And the only reason he didn't in his second year was because he was suspended and only played 10 games. He still led the league in yards per game and finished in the top 10 rushing in that season too. There's a lot of other contenders that are going to try and grab that rushing crown. Saquon going into year two with the Giants. Todd Gurley and his arthritis in his knee. Alvin Kamara, the lone back in New England or in New Orleans, and Nick Chubb, who rushed for 996 last year in 9 starts. Who leads the league in rushing? Zeke, Saquon, Kamara, Chubb, or the field?
Zeke.
Ooh, wow.
The Greek, or the Dallas, or the Buckeye. Him.
In his last 5 seasons, Julio Jones has led the league in receiving twice. He's caught 524 passes. He's got nearly 8,000 yards and averaged 1,600 over 16 games during that time. He's a 3-time yards per game leader. He got his second receiving yard title last year with 1,677, nearly 100 more than DeAndre Hopkins. And the battle for best wide receiver in the NFL is a good one. DeAndre didn't drop a pass last season. OBJ has pure stickum coming out of his fingers. Michael Thomas has set a myriad of records for players in their first 3 seasons in the league. Juju Smith-Schuster is a true number one. Devontae Adams is playing with Aaron Rodgers. That can always be good, and so many others. Who leads the NFL in receiving? Jones, Hopkins, Thomas, Smith-Schuster, Adams, or the field?
Michael Thomas, Saints.
Really? Interesting. The last two quarterbacks, last year, two quarterbacks threw for 5,000 yards in a single season. There was MVP Patrick Mahomes and league leader Ben Roethlisberger. Since 2010, there have only been 2 other years in which multiple quarterbacks threw for 5,000 plus yards. That would be in 2013 when Peyton Manning and Drew Brees did it, and in 2011 when 3 QBs went over 5K, Brees, Tom Brady, and Matthew Stafford with 5,038. Yes, accidental future Hall of Famer quarterback Matt Stafford, who hasn't won anything, has a 5,000-yard season and literally nothing else. There are plenty of contenders to enter the 5K club. Mahomes could do it again. Rodgers hasn't done it, but he's fully healthy and could be locked and loaded with weapons. Matt Ryan and the Falcons' offense could be back to his MVP caliber levels. There's Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, and the young guns, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Daniel Jones. The over-under 1.5 quarterbacks that will throw for 5,000 yards this year.
I think Roethlisberger's going to have to throw a lot, as will Mahomes. You mentioned the others. Ryan only came about 80 yards short last year. I'm going over 1.5.
Rapid fire time. The longest field goal made this season will be over under 62.5 yards.
Whoa, so bordering on a record. I don't know. I don't feel like it's as automatic as it was. I'm going under.
Who starts more games in Miami, Ryan Fitzmagic or Josh Rosen?
Josh Rosen.
Ooh, interesting. Daniel Jones starts over under 1.5 games for the Giants.
Over.
Oh boy. Over under 6.5 sacks for newest Seattle Seahawk Jadeveon Clowney.
Over.
Wow. What percent chance do you give Lamar Jackson breaking the QB rushing record of 1,039 yards set by Mike Vick in 2006?
Well, I hope he does, but I actually think he needs, in order for them to accomplish what they think they can, he's going to have to stay in the pocket and live, so I'm going to go under.
That was a what percent chance?
Oh, what percent chance? 20.
What percent chance do you give Antonio Brown lasting the entire season in Oakland?
Well, now that's easy. None.
What percent chance do you give the Patriots of making it to the Super Bowl again? Because, of course, they make it to the Super Bowl. They're the Patriots.
I think KC is legit, and you never know. There are other factors, but I'll say 50.
50?
Yeah. What, you think it should be 98.6 or
that's
something?
That's still too low.
All right, that's a wrap. Sports Talk is next. 95.3 The Score.
What are we talking about, Skip?